is Monday Night Fallout with your hosts, Double L, Loverboy Langlois, Minister of Sinister, and T-Rock Plutonio. And now, it's time for Fallout.
Welcome, everyone, to Monday Night Fallout. I am T-Rock Plutonium, the world's only sign-spinning luchador. We're going to take you through the ins and outs of Monday Night Raw tonight. A lot of stuff going on, and yet not. And last week's Raw was a big pile of turd, so this week it kind of come up a little bit. So that's good. And like I said, in the second hour, we'll do our predictions, and then we'll see if we're right or wrong next week. After the Hell in a Cell. But let's go right to our esteemed panel. First, the man with the plan, Minister! Minister!
What's going on, guys? Now I'm going to have to start out with a disagreement, man. I'm going to have to start out with a disagreement. I have to disagree with you. Last week's show, I thought was better than this week. But...
that's not saying much. Minister Sinister, the IWC World Heavyweight Champion, and on the line, the IWC Armageddon Champion, Christian.
Braun Strowman looking like a face tonight, looking for the cowardly heel, Roman Reigns.
And as we see, Mick Foley will be the special guest referee, Hell in a Cell. Big news coming out, and Braun Strowman still getting applause or cheers or whatever. Who knows? Face, heel, who cares? It's a new day. Yes, it is. And Raw tonight, I missed most of Foley's promo, but I pretty much got the gist of it. And then we also got a tag team title match for Hell in a Cell. And on the panel is the Legends Champion, Double L.
Yes, yes, I was gone for a week, but I am back, and I'm a little behind on the show. I'm smack dab in the middle of the Mick Foley Elias promo. But I'm
and his
up.
Lisp is very pronounced, man. You can hear it now. He goes, yes, Shalayish, and Segways. It's insane. And it's a good thing you weren't here last week because we were ragging the crap out of Raw. Like, it was a raucous evening had by all. So
I bet.
Maybe
well,
Roman
after,
Reigns.
After I saw the results of Raw last week, I thought, oh, shit, that show must have been a hell of a good time.
It was indeed. Hell in a Cell, hashtag. And we'd like to welcome everybody over there on the chat thread over on WrestleCorp.com. Nobody's there yet, but that is okay. I'm sure Best Friends, NXT, Mumra, and the rest will be there. Can't have a show without the World Generation Champion, Mumra. We're a bunch of champions. I'm, of course, head booker. But that's just as good as being a champion. So there you go. So Braun Strowman's heel turn. Minister, how's it going?
His heel turn is, I don't know, man. I'm not on board with it as a heel turn just yet. But, I mean, he's doing heelish things. He's hanging out with heel guys. But the fans are still into him, man. So it's, you know, he's on TV right now, you know.
Where is Roman? The question on everybody's lips. Actually, the question
he's
on
out.
Nobody's
he's
lips.
He's out there right now taking a beating.
Minister, you're ahead. Don't be ahead. Be
doing
behind.
Doing more heelish things, man.
Superman punch right to the face. Punch, and Roman Reigns in his beehive outfit looks like one of the killer bees, and taking his whooping like a man, which means that Roman Reigns is probably going to win at Hell in a Cell. But we'll get to those predictions later on in the show. And, of course, the Shield, where are they? They're cavorting with police, and Roman's going to go through a table. So, pretty good for that. Renee is now the new commentator, first full-time woman. Oh, is what she says a lot. And ooh, is what she says a lot. And she's just awful. But it's okay. Congratulations to her. And Roman now on a table. Christian, what do you think of Renee? Do you like her?
I respect her, but she's kind of boring. I think I'd rather have Jonathan Coachman back in as commentator. She's boring. I'm sorry to say this, but she's kind of dull.
Samoan drop into the cushion. Oh, my God. This could be – Strowman could be winning. Holy world of fire. This could be the most amazing. And Double L, did you see the poster for Hell in a Cell with the two devils?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, yeah, look, go find it. It's on Facebook, go to WWE's Facebook. But they have Roman and as the devil and Braun Strowman as an even more menacing devil. Like, I don't – it's very interesting.
Couple of
devils. It's very comic book.
Yeah.
The devil.
Oh,
the
there
devil.
It is. Yeah, I'm seeing it now.
Get some devil
Mama.
Shit going up in this motherfucker.
The devil made me do it. Through the stage. That stage meant to collapse.
Get some
yes.
devil shit going up in this motherfucker.
Looks like Roman Reigns might be losing his title at Hell in a Cell. What an amazing turn of events it has been. But Monday Night Raw is over now. And we start Monday Night Raw. All right, so the show started with the three heels coming out. You had Ziggler, McIntyre, and, of course, Braun Strowman, and the rest of the heelish bunch circling the ring. And the new tag team champions touting their stuff as Raw went on. And I don't think we got a match until the women's match, and that was quick. The first hour of Raw, I don't know, I was 6:45, and I was like, it's only 6:45? Like, I thought it was later because it felt like the show was dragging even then. Minister of Sinister, what were your thoughts on this opening segment tonight on Monday Night Raw?
Yeah, first of all, congratulations to Renee Young, even though I think she's boring as well. She's undeserving. She's no match for Corey Graves. It was pitiful listening to her out there, but I digress. The opening segment with the heels coming out, man, everything felt boring. You're right. The whole Raw was like that. It was just slow for the entire 3 hours, man. And but at least I had football to keep me. And Sam Darnold is really looking good tonight.
How did the Jets do? Are the Jets winning?
They slaughtered them. Sam Darnold came out. His first pass was a pick six. And then after that, he recovered well. Next thing you know, it was 17-7. And they just kept going from there. It was 28-7. And they beat the shit out of him, man. It was like 40-something to 14 or something like that. But anyway, that's another story. But yeah, man, the whole thing with Dolph Ziggler coming out, I'm glad that he's doing something, but he just does not look like he fits in. The whole thing with this freaking stable, I guess we should call it, because that's what they are. It feels forced. It's forced.
The Shield came out and beat some ass. Right, with their sawed-off axe handles.
Yeah. and the whole thing was, man, I just didn't buy it. It was a horrible sell on their part because I didn't buy it at all. They even looked like the expressions on their faces out there looked like they were unrehearsed as well or something. I just didn't buy the whole freaking thing, man. And to me, it fell flat. It was badly produced and I just thought the whole thing was bad, man. That whole first segment, I thought it was bad.
Christian from Philadelphia, the heels are out there, the Shield beats them up. What did you think of this opening?
Dean and Seth did all the work. Roman didn't hardly do anything tonight. And I officially got their names from their stables. It's officially announced that they're Dolph Ziggler, Drew's, and Braun's stable name. I officially have their name. It's official from WWE.
The Dogs of War.
The Three Dogs of War.
The Dogs of War. A lot of dogs, a lot of wars. Double L, what did you think of the opening tonight?
I'm with you guys. It was slow. It was boring. It was a bunch of blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I feel like the WWE is trying to rush this stable. They're trying to force this stable because I think they didn't come up with it in time to give proper buildup for Hell in a Cell. And so they're shoving it down our throats. They've already got a stable name. I mean, there was no buildup to it. It was just all of a sudden there. And so I've got nothing to buy into yet because they're trying to shove it down my throat. And I'm sorry, I don't swallow. You know, it's just not my thing. And so I'm a little unsure about it. What I do like, though, is they very clearly created officially a line in the sand between the heels and the faces. I think that's the one positive thing it's done. And so, you know, there's a lot of different directions they could go with it in regards to the entire locker room. They can finally start using a lot more guys out there on a weekly basis. I think so far that's really the only positive thing, in my opinion.
Okay, fair enough. Your opinion counts when you show up. All right, so moving on. All the work that Beaky put into getting somewhat credible was sacrificed for the Bellas' return because the Bellas are the biggest thing, I guess, on Raw. And as we saw, Nikki Bella beat Beaky. 1, 2, 3 in the middle of the ring. Minister of Sinister. Poor Beaky. She's going the way of the dodo bird. See what I did there? Minister?
Oh, hell.
Last night you wouldn't shut up, and tonight you're...
I was on mute, man. Come on. Give me a break. Listen, guys. The whole thing
with
Nikki Bella, man. She's back. She's back, and whoever is there has to get out of the way to make room for Nikki Bella, man. She's John Cena's ex-girlfriend. You know, she has her spot on the roster, regardless. So they have to make room for her, man. And unfortunately, for Beaky, it's this timing thing comes into play. It's not her time yet or whatever. And it's unfortunate, man. It really is. Because that Beaky, man, she's good in the ring, man. She can go in that freaking ring. And she put in the work tonight for Nikki Bella, too, man. Nikki Bella was looking sloppy out there from what I saw. You know, I was really focused on the Jets game at this time. However, I did make time, you know, because Nikki Bella looks good in the ring. But, you know, I did make time for it, and I saw a couple of spots and stuff. To me, it looked like Beaky had a big hand in making Nikki Bella look good tonight. And, of course, she ate the pin, too, following the rack attack or whatever the hell.
Yes.
The rack attack.
But, you know, Christian, you have to admit that the Bellas got a lot of pops, and the crowd likes them. So, I mean, as long as you keep cheering, we're going to get more twin magic.
Let me tell you something. I really couldn't give a fuck about this match because all this is just propaganda for that fucking awful Evolution pay-per-view. So I really don't give a fuck about the Bella Twins. They could have wins or losses. I don't really give a fuck. And as for Biggie, she deserves it. She sucks. Not wrestling-wise, but as a character-wise. As a character, she sucks. Wrestling, she's great. But as a character, she fucking sucks. So, yeah.
All right. Christian, always succinct with his F-bombs. Double L, what did you think about this match? And are you a fan of the Bellas?
No, I'm not a fan of the Bellas. So what I will say, I got to disagree with Minister. I thought Nikki actually looked pretty damn good in the ring. She looked strong. I was kind of
mad.
I mean, she I love that finishing move. I think it's pretty Rack Attack 2.0 or whatever the hell they're calling it.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah.
But you know,
oh,
Christian's absolutely right.
Stop.
The only reason the Bella Twins are even there, like Christian said, is just for the Evolution pay-per-view. And once that pay-per-view is done, which none of us can wait for, you know, they're going to go back to their TV shows and they're going to go back to their businesses and blah, 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 and leave wrestling behind. So it's all, like you said, it's all propaganda for this stupid pay-per-view that none of us are going to watch. And if we do watch it, we're not going to enjoy it. So it's going to be, you know, nothing but a lot of beer drinking and not even be able to talk afterwards anyway. But, you know, Ruby Riott, honestly, the Riott Squad, they were pretty hot for a while, but then Sasha Banks and Bayley really destroyed them, in my opinion. And if you'll notice who was not around on Raw tonight, it was Sasha Banks and Bayley. So talk about going the way of the dodo bird. But yeah, this match was a meh. Don't really give a shit about it at all because you knew Nikki Bella was going to win. I mean, they're not going to take a loss before the pay-per-view. Not going to happen.
Exactly.
No.
Woo!
All right.
Exactly.
So, moving along. See, Minister, you put the audio clips after people talk, not during, like you like to do. Okay. So, Big Show making an appearance. He's a face. And everybody in the other chat was hoping that he'd turn heel on all the kids and beat him senseless. But so that happened. We don't need to talk about that, but that was good. The Authors of Pain versus Nathan Bradley and Ronnie Ace. That poor guy. Like, he got tossed on his neck. And, like, I don't want to get in the ring with the Authors of Pain. Minister of Sinister. Now they got a little vanilla midget, as you like to call them, as the mouthpiece. So what did you think of this squash?
Well, here's the deal, man. I completely changed the channel during the entire Big Show segment, okay? I would flip back and he was still on there or some kid was on there doing something, you know, and I just no, it's not for me. Change of channel back to Raw, and they were cutting a promo with Drake Maverick backstage with the Authors of Pain, and Maverick said that he wasn't going to be ignored or overlooked. And he tells them, you know, to not forget that, to channel that rage so that no one forgets the carnage and shit that's caused by the AOP. And then they were going to go into action next. They went into commercial. And so I went back to the football. Well, shit, by the time I came back, man, the freaking match, everything was done. They were in another segment. So I missed it. But reading here, it looks like they just went in there and beat the shit out of a couple of nobodies.
Super
Collider.
Just two power bombs, and I don't necessarily know how hitting them two together does anything, but.
Oh, man.
That's okay, you know.
Going to have to suspend my belief with these guys, man. And they're not doing anything for me yet, man. Nothing.
Christian from Philadelphia, the Authors of Pain. Are they authors or just pain?
So let's get something straight. They went from feuding with two main roster guys that's been there longer than them against Titus O'Neil and Apollo Crews and went back to fighting against jobbers. It's official. They're not going to be going anywhere, lads. They're fucked. They're the most boring.
Yes, lads. Yes.
They are fucked.
Yes, lads.
They are fucked.
This is madness.
They are extremely, extremely, extremely fucked at this point now. Because they're in Ryback territory bad when fucking jobbers.
Okay, fair enough. Double L, did you catch this match, or were you not paying attention?
I did. Oh, no, I caught it. You know, it's so funny seeing little rock star Spud, as he used to be known, you know, out there. I mean, he looks, compared to Opposite Pain, the dude looks like Hornswoggle. I mean, it's the funniest shit to look at. I mean, he's probably close to being about as tall as I am, but between those two guys, he looks like fucking Hornswoggle. But, you know, Christian brought up Ryback territory, and look what happened to Ryback for at least a while. He got a huge push with John Cena, and all he did was fight jobbers for a long time. You know, so I see now that they have a manager who actually is going to be their mouthpiece, I think now they actually have a better opportunity at doing something because they've got somebody as their mouthpiece now who can speak for them, who can talk shit for them. All they got to do is go out and beat people's asses. And that's all they're going to do, and that's all they should do. So now that they've got that, they just have to bide their time until McIntyre and Ziggler kind of get through their storyline with the Shield. But they've got to keep them relevant on TV. Having them face Titus Worldwide week after week, nobody wants to see that. At least with jobbers, you know they're going to win. You know they're going to destroy people. And that's all they're supposed to do. So they're doing it, in my opinion, WWE is doing it right for them right now, keeping them relevant, showing how strong and powerful they are, which, I mean, we don't really need to think about that because we already know. But until their time comes, which I believe will be sooner rather than later, then they're going to become a truly relevant tag team. So, but yeah, their finisher with that double, you know, guys to the back, and what the fuck was that? And a couple power bombs. That's the stupidest shit I've ever seen. I'm with you on that, T-Rock. That was and they call that a, you know, finisher. It's like, okay, you know, but I mean, they're doing what they have to do with those guys. Really, is kind of the way I'm looking at it.
Yes.
Would you please shut the hell up?
Yes,
no.
We don't need to talk about these guys anymore. We spent at least a minute talking about them, and that's longer than the match that happened tonight. Bringing up your point, Double L, I think that the Shield, well, first of all, Seth Rollins not sporting the Intercontinental Championship, which is odd, like that should be around his waist. But if they win the titles from Drew and Hoosie Bucket, Ziggler, you know, that's something. And then you got tag teams. But I digress and we move on. Where were we? A bunch of jobbers and the Authors of Pain won. Next up, Triple H coming out, talking a promo. And at the end of his promo, he, like, just looked at the camera. It was on his face for, like, a minute and a half, and he was just like, I'm very, very angry. Minister of Sinister, Triple H is mad because it's personal.
I'll put you down. Yeah, he's upset, man. Everybody chose The Undertaker, so that's why he's upset. It's his freaking ego. His ego can't take it, so. But, you know, I've always been a fan of Triple H, man, and I, too, have to think, man. I think The Undertaker's going to take it just simply because they are, I think they're trying to build up The Undertaker again because of the way they had him beat John Cena in fucking 3 minutes. Now he's going to slice through Triple H so that they can do something different with him at WrestleMania 35, which is a milestone WrestleMania. I think somebody will take him out there for the career. But who it will be, I don't know. Probably Triple H himself. But we'll see how that develops.
Shawn Michaels, come on, believe.
No, nah, man,
believe.
It won't be Shawn Michaels, man. It won't be Shawn Michaels. I don't think so. But,
why not? He's coming back for a tag match in Saudi Arabia. he's coming back.
Was it really necessary, though, for Triple H to come back? Does this seem like they're laying it on too much at one time? We still have a long wait. When is that pay-per-view? A month away?
I don't know, but you can guarantee Stone Cold will be out in the arena talking some smack. Christian from Philadelphia, what did you think of Triple H, the King of Kings?
They're starting to shove this feud down our throats already, mate. It's getting annoying now. I mean, I love the both of them, but now Undertaker's coming next week. Fuck me, dude. This is like shoving down people's throats. We're not even at the pay-per-view yet. And who do I want to see face Undertaker for WrestleMania? Heel Randy Orton. That's who I want to see. Randy Orton face Undertaker.
Oh, man, that would be great. I would love it.
Yeah.
Finally takes out Taker once and for all. Just like he's mm-hmm. taking out Hardy.
Killer.
I love it.
Double L, Triple H, scowling for at least a minute.
Oh, I know. That cracked me up. I was like, what the hell is that? He's just looking at a camera and just we're just kind of focusing on his face and we're just like, you're trying to look into my soul, but you're not because you're on TV. It was a decent enough promo. I mean, you guys, you know they're going to push this week over week over week. I mean, they do it with Taker every year for WrestleMania. They do it weeks ahead of time before the pay-per-view. So this is nothing different. This is nothing, you know, surprising. It's every year. So, you know, he had to come out. He had to respond. You know, how it got personal all of a sudden when it's, you know, like it's never been personal in the past. Whenever there's two guys getting ready for a big match, I didn't get that, but that's okay. Promo needed to happen. Response needed to happen. We're going to see it week over week till the pay-per-view, so we might as well just sit back and take it. I mean, because it's going to happen.
It is, and we get to see familiar faces. Welcome Lex Luger to the chat thread, Best Friends NXT as well. All right, so we got a lot more show to cover, and again, in the second hour, I'm going to be writing down our predictions, and as always, we have a contest to see who gets it right. Last time we were all pretty accurate, and this time I'm pretty sure we're going to be accurate as well. It's not nearly as giant a card as SummerSlam, which is a good thing, so we'll see where it goes if other matches get added. So if you want to call in, 619-924-0815. I am T-Rock Plutonium. This is Monday Night Fallout on the World Generation Network, and go to WrestleCorp.com if you want to join in the conversation. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after this. Ready for some more wrestling talk? Join Internet Radio's own Minister of Sinister, headliner Joe Bates, and Rancho punk rocker Albert Salazar as they recap some of this week's shenanigans in the WWE. Fatal 4-Way Radio makes its triumphant return to the World Generation Podcast Network. People everywhere are signing up to join
WrestleCorp, WrestleCorp.com.
Enlist yourself in the best wrestling news, wrestling opinion, and of course, the best wrestling commentators in the history of mankind. Grab your gear and join
WrestleCorp.
Sit yourself down in the gorilla position and come join the fight to make wrestling a worldwide phenomenon. Join
WrestleCorp. WrestleCorp.com.
From bell to bell, are you ready? Welcome back, everyone, to Monday Night Fallout. We got a lot of show to cover, and again, at the top of the hour, predictions. My favorite part of anything that we do is the predictions and the results of the predictions. Now, are we doing a show on for Hell in a Cell? Are we doing an after show? Is that a thing?
I think we should. Those are always the most fun because we're all wasted.
Yeah.
Let's
do it. What day does that fall on? Oh, this Sunday, right?
It's this Sunday.
Yeah, man.
This Sunday. Yes.
Long day.
You know, long day, but it'll be good. And so we'll do it. So if you guys want to hear that Sunday, we are going to do our Hell in a Cell Fallout. That should always be amazingly interesting. And we'll see what happens. And we'll, like I said, we'll get to our predictions later. All right, moving right along. So the Raw Tag Team title match, B-Team versus Ziggler and McIntyre. And for a moment, just a slight, brief, fleeting second, some might have thought that Bo Dallas might have pulled out the victory. And then, welcome back to reality, and the Drew McIntyre and Dolph Ziggler have pushed the B-Team all the way down to the Z-Team. Minister of Sinister, what did you think of this tag team title match?
That's it, man. I don't know what happens to freaking, you know, it's a shame, man. Dallas and Axel, they had something good going, and just like that, boom, it's gone. The match itself, well, you know, you had to know how it was going to end. There's no way in hell that the B-Team was going to win this match. They're setting this up for something really big coming up, and I'll tell you guys about it when we're doing our predictions. But, yeah, this match, man, was just basically WWE going through the motions to continue to build Ziggler and McIntyre. And unfortunately for Dallas and Axel, they have now become victims of the machine that is the Neckbeards.
Well, yeah, you know, and it's one of the. Did you say Gallows and Anderson?
Gallows and McIntyre. Shit, that's the same guy.
None
the
of those people
here.
Are.
Oh my God! We
all right.
Stop.
All right, let's move to Christian from Philadelphia. Tag team title match. What did you think of this one?
This match was shit, but that's not the main issue I want to talk about. What happens to the Revival now?
I don't know. They weren't even on TV.
Yeah, I wanted to see them come out and beat up, you know, and try to beat up Axel and or McIntyre and freaking Ziggler, but it didn't happen.
You think they're going to turn face now?
No.
You think the Revival's going to turn face? Do you think the Revival matters?
Oh, my God.
Think?
Who the hell cares?
Exactly.
They didn't really get a rematch for the titles, a fair rematch. They got jumped. So I think what they're going to do is there's going to be a tag team number one contenders match between the B-Team and the Revival. The Revival wins and goes after whoever wins between Hell in a Cell. That's what I think is going to happen.
It's not going to just be those two. It's going to be Rude and his friend, the worst tag team ever.
Oh, God.
And you know, who knows? That's a heel turn coming. We'll talk about that a little bit. Double L, do you believe that the B-Team lost?
Absolutely, I believe. Thanks freaking God. You know, like I said, I think this whole stable with McIntyre, Ziggler, and Strowman, you know, when I saw the results last week that McIntyre and Ziggler won the tag team championships, I was like, wait, what the fuck just happened? I swear to God, it was the WWE writers going, okay, we got to pull something out of our asses really quick. I know, let's do this. And so there's a small part of me that kind of feels bad for the B-Team because they were probably just walked in the office and they were told, oh, by the way, we fucked up, so y'all are going to lose the titles. Tough shit. You know, because, you know, it was announced that now there's a tag team championship match at Hell in a Cell between Rollins and Ambrose and Ziggler and McIntyre. So this whole tag, I mean, the Revival, dude, they're gone. They're out of it right now. You know, there's no chance for them at this point. So they're completely irrelevant. Now the B-Team's completely irrelevant. The only two tag teams that matter right now are Ziggler, McIntyre, and Rollins and Ambrose. Everybody else has got to take a back seat for a while because they got to run this for a while. So this result of the match was no surprise. It was just completely a, you know, let's fill some time because we know what's really going to happen. So it didn't do anything for me. I could care less.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did set up later on in the night. we found out that, of course, the tag team titles will be defended against the Intercontinental Champion Seth Rollins without the title, of course, because that title doesn't matter anymore. And Dean Ambrose versus the Dogs of War.
It's madness.
All right.
Well,
so,
we don't really know if they're going to wrestle in their Shield gear that night.
Well, no, but I mean, why doesn't he have the Intercontinental Championship around his waist? Why is that? They forgot about it. Has anybody talked about it in the last couple of weeks? Has anybody given a fuck about it? No.
No, that was the one big thing that I was worried about when the Shield got back together. You know, now the IC title, like you said, taking a back seat now that Fucknuts isn't holding the Universal Championship anymore. Yeah, IC title's gone back to not meaning anything, and you got the Shield back together, so that's more important than Rollins and the IC title. And it's sad. It really kind of pisses me off because that title was on a roll for months. It was the title to hold in WWE.
Yeah.
So it's really sad. But you're right, T-Rock. They made it very clear today, Rollins and Ambrose, that, hey, we're not the Shield. We're Rollins and Ambrose. You know, so you're right. Are they going to come out as the Shield, or are they going to come out as Rollins and Ambrose? That will make a difference. From a story perspective, I think that it's going to be interesting.
Well, I think that I like the fact that they have dual personalities, like the Two-Face, Three Faces of Foley, or whatever. But time will tell. Moving right along, Kevin Owens versus Tyler Breeze. The match never started. Kevin Owens beat the crap out of Tyler Breeze, and Owens is now in a feud with Bobby Lashley, who has a mouthpiece for some weird reason. Minister of Sinister, poor Tyler Breeze.
You expect me to give sympathy for Tyler Breeze, man? Come on. The guy looks like a fucking fruitcake out there, man. But,
oh, please, will you stop?
Look, Tyler Breeze had that beatdown coming just based on how he looks, man. The fuck out of here. What Kevin Owens should have done, Kevin Owens should have gone over there and turned that freaking phone around as he bashed his freaking back into that apron so that phone could have captured that footage. That would have been great. But yeah, man. Tyler Breeze, unfortunately, he's lost in the mix, but you know what? Good for him. He's still on TV. He's been on TV like the past couple of weeks, I think. So, you know, good for him because right now he's without a partner, so he's hurting. But, yeah, I did notice the new mouthpiece that they had with and who is that guy? Is that black dude that made a big stir a while back on NXT?
Yeah, that is three or four years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, but, like, some type of controversy over something. What's his name?
I heard that he – didn't he say – I don't know his name. He's just that guy. I mean, it's good. It's good for you know, it's good for Bobby Lashley because Lashley can't talk at all. So you know, it's really good.
Bro, that's all you had to say.
Dang it! And what about the anarchy, agony, and destruction that Kevin Owens is bringing up? What do you guys expect to see in that? I mean, anarchy. He's saying agony destruction.
Christian, what do you think of this unleashed Kevin Owens?
I think it's a joke because here in kayfabe-wise, it makes no sense. So in the promo, he said that Baron Corbin told Kevin Owens that he could do anything, including injuring wrestlers. Now, I may not be the general manager, but isn't that, in business-wise, a bad idea? Because don't you need wrestlers to run your show? Does that make sense, kayfabe-wise? You're going to let this one guy injure your whole show and damage your reputation as the general manager. Way to go, Baron. Fucking idiot.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense, and it doesn't. Double L, what do you think of Kevin Owens' new I can do what I want? Whatever.
Dude.
Whatever.
They have to do something with him. I mean, he's still very relevant on Raw. I mean, whether we like him or not, he just is. So, scripting wise, did they maybe take it a bit too far with, you know, to Christian's point, and that you can go ahead and injure anybody and we don't care. You know, yeah, they took that a bit too far because now, I mean, what are we going to expect to see every week? You know, is this going to be one of those Braun Strowman, you know, Lesnar shows up, I'll cash in immediately, you know, a bunch of blah, 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 or is he going to actually make an impact somewhere? Or is it just going to be a boring feud with Bobby Lashley? I mean, it's going to be one of those two. Either he's going to actually follow up and do what he says he's going to do, or he's just going to do a couple really boring wrestling matches with Lashley. So,
that's,
you know, maybe,
what's going to you know that's what's going to happen.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's why Lashley was on TV tonight, even for 2 minutes with his new mouthpiece, which, yes, is a very smart move in my opinion, because Lashley should never talk. But they got to do something. I guess they're reaching, trying to figure out something for him. I mean, it's kind of, I don't think it's going to do anything, but I guess we'll see.
All right, we will see indeed. All right, moving right along. Minister Sinister adding a lot of audio clips that are in the thing. All right, so Bobby Roode and Chad Gable versus The Ascension. Now, is it just me, or are they really showing us that Bobby Roode is going to get really mad at Chad Gable here soon and just beat the crap out of him? Minister of Sinister, like, this has got to end with a heel turn, right?
Of course, man. I saw it last week. I missed the show last week, but yeah, I did watch this, and apparently it was the same thing this week because I got to it late. I got to this segment late due to the football game again, but that's another story. But anyway, yeah, it's the whole thing, man. It's headed that way. It has to. That's where it's going. I mean, come on. We can see it already. We can see it a mile away. I've been watching wrestling. I've been watching this shit for 40 fucking years, man. I've seen this fucking rodeo before, man.
Well, and it looks like Chad Gable is seriously trying to step on Bobby Roode, and Bobby Roode's like, okay, we're winning, whatever. But I think it's because he stole the tag, he stole the pin, he stopped the glorious. Christian, he stopped the glorious, man. Come on.
I hate to say this, but I think they're turning the wrong guy heel. I think they're going to turn Chad Gable heel, not Bobby Roode. They're planning to turn Chad Gable heel. Just the way that Chad Gable's acting.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, just the way that he's acting, all cocky and over himself, overconfident, you know, stealing his entrance. Yeah. Chad Gable's the one that's turning heel, not Bobby.
T-Rock, did Christian just paint a picture for you that made you lash out with, oh, my God? What the hell was that?
I don't know. I just don't think that's going to happen. Because if it does, oh, my God. Double L, what are the odds that Chad Gable turns heel?
No.
You know, and
no.
If you think about it now, it's the WWE and it's the writers, and that's probably what's going to happen.
You know, I mean, I mean, they got Gable. I mean, I see what Christian's saying, but it would be, the actions would be the other way around. It would be Roode doing that, and you know, Roode's the one who's very clearly getting quote unquote confused. And why did you do that? That's where the heel turns happen. Gable, you know, he's too, hey, look what he did, look at that, blah 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 blah. And so I don't see Gable being the one to go heel. I don't. I mean, we've been talking about Roode doing a heel turn for months now. Maybe they're finally figuring out a good spot to do it. But, T-Rock, to your point, man, it is WWE. They're dumbasses with certain people. It could very well be Gable turning heel going, you know what? I'm good enough. I don't need you, Roode. Fuck off. It'd be stupid, but you never know, I guess.
Stranger things have happened. Mumra says in the chat, I think they have no plan for Roode or Gable. So they just put them together, and, you know, it is what it is, and we are moving right along. Ronda Rousey and Natalya versus Mickey James and Alexa Bliss. And, of course, Ronda Rousey and Natalya win because an armbar on Mickey. And I like this whole flopping around thing that they're doing where every time she goes for the armbar, the other person just flops like nobody's business. Minister of Sinister, don't you hate Ronda Rousey's hair?
Oh, yeah, man, I don't like it. She looks like a freaking pit bull out there, man. It's a bad look for her. It's a bad look for her, man. But more importantly, though, Alexa Bliss, man, looking very, very just delectable tonight. Oh, my gosh, that outfit is really nice on her. And the pet cat Natalya, too, man, she's not looking bad herself. But
did you see
Rousey,
that slow
man,
motion
those...
ass jiggle? They showed on the replay her ass.
Oh,
like,
man.
Kind of
which one?
Little...
Which are you talking about Alexa Bliss during the cover?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
I digress, man. Listen, but Natalya, too, man. And the whole thing with Natalya is I still don't know. It's still confusing. To me, they've been planting seeds on a Natalya turn, but I guess that's going to be down the line at some point. But I could definitely see Natalya being Alexa Bliss's pet cat as well, you know, later down the future. I could see that working. I could see it working really good, actually. Natalya would be a great student for Alexa Bliss to take in under her wing and start her new stable because she's already got Foxy, man. And Foxy was looking very tasty tonight with that hat and shit. Very cute. Oh, my gosh. I got to stop talking about this, guys. I got to stop right now.
That minister cannot watch Evolution. That's a bad idea.
Look, the thing about freaking Ronda Rousey, though, she's got to change her whole look, man. Those freaking tights do her no justice at all. She should do a suit like what Natalya wears, man, or some type of pants or something. Those pants she wears right now, they make her look terrible, man. And the freaking hair,
keep
too.
Pulling them up.
Come on, baby doll. Change it up just for me.
Pulling
just
them up,
that.
Pulling them down. Christian,
yeah, rough, man.
What did you think of this match?
I really couldn't care less about this match, but I'll tell you one thing. Ronda Rousey looks like an alien from the Sci-Fi Channel.
Stop it.
From a
no,
fucking hair,
truly.
From a fucking hair to a fucking makeup.
I don't know what they're doing with her, but, you know, you're exactly right.
Exactly.
Double L. Alexa Bliss, slow motion ass shot. It was good, right?
Dude, I don't know who was in charge of the cameras tonight, but it's like every single camera was honed in on Alexa's ass. All through the match.
Oh, yeah, baby. They know what we
now,
want. They listen to the show. They listen.
God damn.
Kevin Dunn.
Yeah, he was a big fan, which I was very happy with. But, you know, I don't know about you guys, but did this match seem like it never wanted to fucking end? Like, holy shit. This match went on forever, and it was boring as fuck. I'm sorry. Even Alexa couldn't save this match, and normally she can because she's really good in the ring. But, yeah, this match would never end on top of all that. You know, Rousey, here's the thing with Ronda Rousey's character. They seriously, like you said, need to work with her on this because, one, she comes out, oh, big smiles, look everybody, you love me and I love you too. And then she gets in the ring and she's got that pit bull look on her face. It's like, guys, pick one. Either you're fucking Rowdy Ronda Rousey or you're, oh, I'm Rowdy Ronda Rousey. Which one are you? Because you got to maintain. She breaks character. When she steps in the ring, she's one character. When she's outside the ring, she's another character. Dude, got to pick one, and you got to stick with it. If you want her to be a badass, let her be a fucking badass all the time. That's what's pissing me off with Ronda Rousey right now, is we don't know who she is, and that's you've got to hone in on that. But, I mean, other than that, they set it up well. Alexa can hold her own with anybody, that's one of the things I love about her. So the match was meh, but that's my thought.
All right, fair enough. All right, so Finn Balor versus Elias, but before that, Mick Foley announcing that he is going to be the special guest referee for Hell in a Cell. and Elias with the lisp, and then Finn Balor with the win. Minister of Sinister, what the hell?
This is the last thing that happened, right, on Raw? We're already at the last thing. Excellent.
Yeah. No.
Okay. No?
It's not the last thing.
Okay. Mick Foley came out. All right. Mick Foley. Mr. Socko chant. Yeah. Mick Foley coming out, you know, the whole memory, trip down memory lane thing. It's nice to see stuff like that, I guess. I mean, it reminds you of the brutality and shit that he suffered and that he went through and shit to pave the way for these kids today. Although these kids today take some great freaking hits, man. But it's a different animal now. Everything is much more protected and shit. But I liked Elias and his interaction with Mick Foley and telling him, you know, that he had to get his ass to the back and shit and the whole thing. I thought it was good, but still, you know, Elias, they really don't utilize him in the matches. I mean, he had that great freaking feud with Seth Rollins, I think it was, for a little bit. Was it Seth Rollins, guys?
Elias? He should have won the title.
Rollins.
He should have won the
title
there.
There you go. And then fucking, oh, man, they have just dropped the ball with him. He's just an entertainer now, and it's just terrible. And same thing with Finn Balor, man. I mean, here he is. These guys need another title to fight for or something, man, because the whole thing, it seems like a fucking repeat, and it's over and over again. I mean, yeah, they put on quality work.
Think about it. If he would have beat Seth Rollins for the IC title, first of all, it wouldn't be invisible right now. It wouldn't be in the Shield.
Yeah,
second of all, he'd have had the title, and he'd be more credible with the title around his, you know, his shoulders.
Yeah.
And then you could even have, you know, Finn Balor feuding with him for the title, for the IC title. That's a great feud right there.
They took that title, man, that The Miz fucking had so prestigiously fucking made, turned into that title, just badass title. And they took it and they wiped their fucking asses with it. That's what they have done with the. It's not even on the show anymore. What kind of crap is that? Seth Rollins, no, he didn't even win the title. What kind of shit is that? Don't make me start
Christian.
Crying.
Christian, what kind of shit is that?
I don't know, man. Hopefully by the next draft, the IC title goes to SmackDown, where it should be, where it will have pride and prestige. And they could have the U.S. crap belt. I don't give a fuck. But here's two historical facts. Here's two facts that happened in this whole segment and match. One, this is a historical wrestling fact. The last time Mick Foley refereed in a Hell in a Cell match was against Triple H and Kevin Nash for the World Heavyweight Championship at Bad Blood. That was in 2003. And the second fact, even though Finn Balor won, he looked still bad by the win because it was a desperate win and he couldn't finish Elias with the coup de grace. That's my facts for this whole thing.
That's the fact, Jack. Double L, what did you think of Mick Foley, Elias, and Finn?
All it was just a match to keep Finn on TV so he doesn't fall too far into obscurity, even though we know he already is. That's really all the match was for. But, you know, my idea, you know, for the IC title is this. You know, we talk about getting Elias back on TV, getting Finn Balor back, you know, doing, you know, utilizing those guys. You know, I've got Kevin Owens coming back with this new ferocity. Yes, we know he's going to be in a feud with Lashley for a while, and that's fine. You know, now that the Shield is back, we got Rollins and Ambrose in the tag team title hunt. Keep it that way for a bit. Take the IC title off Rollins. Then you can start moving it around to guys like Elias and get Balor back in it, finally get the strap around his waist. Hell, once Owens is done with Lashley, bring Owens in on the IC title hunt. Have it be a legitimate feud between those three guys. That's a simple fix right there. Now, we all know that's not what the WWE will do because they don't do simple, but that would do it. Rollins doesn't need the IC title anymore to be relevant now that the Shield is back. Drop the IC title. Start giving it to these other guys. That's the easy fix here, and that's what needs to happen.
Well, When are we gonna see that? Because he's in a tag team program now and in a program with the Shield. So Lord knows when the Intercontinental, like Corbin, should have stripped him tonight. That would have been a perfect way to get it off of him and have a
hey,
you know, at the Hell in a Cell, have a ladder match with a bunch of people in it for the IC title. Like, that would have been perfect. Have Elias, have Bobby Lashley, have Finn Balor, have even Baron Corbin. I'm going to go for the title, too. Why not?
Have that be in Melbourne, Australia. Build that up over the few weeks up to that pay-per-view. And then have, yeah, a massive ladder match, like you said, at the Melbourne, Australia pay-per-view. It'd be perfect. I think that's exactly how they should do it. You're right.
That's not going to happen, though. Okay, before we end, we'll talk about the ending of Raw. Braun Strowman in the ring, Roman Reigns comes out, and Roman gets the best of Braun as the show goes off the air. Minister of Sinister, what did you think of this ending?
I thought it was weak, man. I mean, yeah, he got over on him, but it was just, it was weak, man. The whole freaking thing was weak. And back to that Finn Balor match, too, man, that match was uninspired as well. And this ending, it also felt that way. The whole thing felt like it was just fucking, like, I don't know, man. Maybe it was going to be revealed that they changed shit up at the last minute, because that's what it felt like. Everything felt fucked up, and the ending was, it was bad. It was also uninspired. That's a good word for it, man. It was just uninspired. Did nothing for me to sell me the pay-per-view. Nothing.
Nothing at all. SmackDown will probably do better. Christian, real quick, what did you think of the ending?
All I saw all tonight, including the ending, that Roman Reigns is the most laziest fucking wrestler ever. The opening segment, he didn't hardly do anything. Seth and Dean did all the fucking work. Then this whole Braun Strowman looking for Roman Reigns shit makes Roman look like a cowardly heel, because the heel is looking for the fucking face. That's backwards. And then when he finally finds Roman, all that takes down Strowman was a shitty ass Samoan drop through a table. It was the weakest ending to a go-home show I've ever seen. Roman Reigns fails as a top babyface, but Vince will never get it. He doesn't care. Through this ending, this was the weakest for a go-home show.
Double L, you got the last word before we go to break, and then we'll get ratings after the break.
Yeah, it sucked. There you go. I know we got to go to break. It was a terrible, like you said, uninspired, terrible ending. If it was the one Raw I've ever seen prior to pay-per-view, I wouldn't give a shit about the pay-per-view.
And the pay-per-view looks good on pay-per-view.
Yep.
All right, so look at that. We finished Raw in an hour. We're going to take a break, and when we return, we're going to get our ratings for Raw, and then we're going to go into predictions for Hell in a Cell this Sunday. I got a pen and paper ready to go, and we're going to get our predictions, and we're going to see how crazy Christian can get with his off-the-wall booking and more. If you want to go to WrestleCorp.com, you can hang out. Mumra says he thinks Foley will turn heel and help Braun. Lex Luger is out. Thank you, Lex Luger. And, of course, there's a conversation about Alexa Bliss and her jiggly ass. 619-924-0815 is the number if you want to call in. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, predictions right here on Monday Night Fallout on the World Generation Network. We'll be right back after this. You want to do another radio show? Yeah, no. What do you want to call it? You want to call it Drinking Soda, but you don't want to call it soda, because where you're at, they drink pop. Nobody wants to drink pop with you, Santori. I got a better idea. It's on Tuesdays, right? Tuesday night? Okay. Well, you did Rippin' Fridays. You did Saturday Night Special. You did Tuesday's Gone. Hey, let's face Tuesday together. All right, cool. Facing Tuesdays with Santori. Tuesday nights on the World Generation Podcast Network. Sounds great? Great. Let's do it.
Yes, I'll make sure to let everyone know you figured out how to use Instagram. Okay, bye.
Hey, you silly kids, it's me, Joe Bates, host of Rank You Very Much every Friday here on the World Generation Podcast, the show to determine things like best cereal, worst way to die, worst Full House character. There's only one stop to figure all that information out, and that's Rank You Very Much with Joe Bates every Friday with two different special guest experts on every show who have been on shows like Bob and Tom, Laughs on Fox, and Last Comic Standing. So definitely check it out. Play the theme song.
Joe Bates.
I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American. Fight for what's right. Fight for your life.
Welcome back to Monday Night Fallout, everyone. I am T-Rock Plutonium, the world's only sign-spinning luchador. And we are back, and now we're going to get our ratings for Raw tonight, and then we're going to go right into predictions. Minister of Sinister, what would you give Monday Night Raw for 9, 10, 18?
Oh, man, it was a rough episode. I can't even do Bret Hart. For me, it was that bad, man. I'm going to have to – and then for a freaking go-home show – as well, I thought it was rough, man. I hate to be negative like that, too, but it's just how I felt. I'm going to have to give it a 3. 3 out of 10. It was bad.
Three.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay, 3 out of 10. Christian from Philadelphia, what did you give it?
Now, it wasn't a bad Raw, but it wasn't a good Raw either. It was lackluster at best. Cookie cutter. This was a poor go-home show. So I'm gonna give it 2.5 out of 10.
2.5. All right. And Double L, have you finished the show to get to the end?
Yes. I did. I wasn't that far behind. But yeah, this man, there was no energy in this show. It was lackluster at best. There was, it was very uninspired all around. I mean, it's like almost everybody was going, dude, we're fucking tired, man. We're fucking tired. I'm done. We got a big pay-per-view coming up. So the best I can do, I got to agree with the gents here. I got, Alexa's ass alone gave it a 3. That's the best it can do. Only because of Alexa's ass.
3 out of 10. And I'll give it a 3 too, because it was, but I wasn't really paying attention. So, on that note, 3 out of 10.
Fuck this shit, I'm out. Mm-mm. Fuck this shit, I'm out.
All right. So, now the favorite part of everybody's night. We're going to go for predictions for Hell in a Cell pay-per-view coming Sunday. And we're going to go right up the card. And we're going to start with the SmackDown Tag Team titles. It's either going to be The Bar or... No. Let's start with Daniel Bryan and Brie Bella versus The Miz and Maryse. I think that The Miz and Maryse win. Minister of Sinister, what do you say? Minister, are you on mute again?
Yes, I was. And I'm so glad, too, because I was like, Yeah, I'm going to say Miz and Maryse look really good. However, I'm going to have to go with the Bellas on this one. I think the Bellas win, and they extend the feud longer. It's not over yet. Nick. Even though the Bellas win, the Miz will find a way to – they'll meet up again due to title. Wait, let me – hold on, man. What was my story? I had a scenario that put them in. No, man, definitely the Miz has to win this because then it's already been noted that they're going to fight again at what we're at the that pay-per-view coming up in
Down.
Yeah, okay, they're going to do that, and they're going to have for the contendership. So, yes, definitely Miz and Maryse win this match, and then Daniel Bryan is going to win this contendership later on down the line. Yeah, that's how it happens. So Miz and Maryse. Via logic.
All right. Christian from Philadelphia, who do you got in this one?
I think Cien Almas and Selena Vega is going to interfere, and Brie takes the pinfall. Miz and Maryse.
Miz and Maryse via Cien Almas interference. All right.
Nice.
Three for Miz and Maryse. Double L, what do you got?
Yeah, I think Christian's 100% right because they keep throwing in Cien Almas and Selena Vega into Daniel Bryan's and Brie Bella's shit. So I think that's exactly how it's going to go down because I think all they're doing is building up a Brie Bella and Maryse match at Evolution. And so I think that's ultimately where this is going to go. And, of course, you got Daniel Bryan's now got two guys to feud with Cien Almas and with the Miz, so they can play around with that. So I'm going Miz and Maryse as well.
Miz and Maryse, we are all in agreement. So either we're all right or we're all wrong. Okay. The Raw or the SmackDown Tag Team titles, The Bar or Rusev Day versus The New Day. So, Minister of Sinister, who do you think wins?
This is, repeat that again, The Bar.
Or Rusev Day?
The Bar or Rusev Day.
Because Rusev Day are going to face The Bar tomorrow on SmackDown, and then the winner of that will face The New Day.
So it's going to be The Bar or Rusev Day. I see, yeah. Versus The New Day. The New Day is going to win. The New Day is going to retain their titles. Regardless of who they face, I'm going.
All right, extra credit. Who are they facing?
They will be facing The Bar.
The Bar for extra credit. Okay. I think The New Day retains too. And I say for my extra credit, I think that Rusev Day is going to be the one. A New Day versus Rusev Day, the battle of the days. I think that's.
Oh, interesting.
All right, double L.
I think New Day retains regardless. So New Day retains. For my extra credit, I do believe they're also going to face The Bar, and then The Bar and Rusev Day are going to have a nice little feud for a while. But New Day retains.
So The Bar for extra credit. And Christian.
I think, for extra credit, The Bar is going to win by shenanigans because of Lana. Something Lana's going to do on Tuesday tomorrow. She's going to fuck it up for both of them somehow, some way. And whoever wins at the pay-per-view, I'm going to be the craziest one here. I'm going to say The Bar wins. And I'll tell you why I think The Bar wins at the end of the predictions.
You can tell me now. Because we're on the
because,
we're here now.
All right, I'll tell you why I think The Bar is going to win. Since this is Baron Corbin's first host as the pay-per-view, I think all the heels are going to win in the pay-per-view.
All right, so The Bar wins.
It.
Interesting. All right.
Via Baron Corbin.
So the Raw Tag Team title match, Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins versus Dolph Ziggler and Drew McIntyre, Minister of Sinister, who do you got for this one?
Let's see, Dolph Ziggler versus, okay, let me look at that. Wait, I don't see that match, man. Who is it?
Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins versus Dolph Ziggler and Drew McIntyre.
Ah, yeah, man. So they just made this match tonight, huh? I have to say, let's see. Man, why do you come to me first, man? You don't give me a chance to gather my thoughts. Fuck it.
They're watching football and you can
next,
do that.
Next is the women, next is the women's, the SmackDown women's title. So the next one we'll do is the SmackDown women's title, so you can think about that.
Okay.
But all Raw, right, tag team title.
I have to say that, no, the heels retain. The heels retain their title. The heels retain their title, and I will tell you why later on in the predictions.
No, you will tell me now.
No,
you
I
will
can't.
Tell me now.
The answer has to do with another prediction that's coming up. So I'll tell you why. But afterwards, on my next prediction, on the prediction for the Braun and Roman Reigns match. How about that?
All right. I'm going to say that Drew and Ziggler win, but I believe at Australia, the Shield, Ambrose and Rollins will win because the Intercontinental title won't be on Seth Rollins anymore. But I think right now I'm going with Drew and Ziggler. Christian from Philadelphia.
Yes.
I think Drew and Ziggler are going to win and retain, but I don't think Seth is going to have a title match at Australia because it's been confirmed that the Shield has a six-man tag. The Intercontinental belt is still fast.
Maybe they'll do it in Saudi Arabia then.
Yeah, probably. But
I think the Intercontinental Championship. I think the Intercontinental Championship might not be around his waist. I think that they'll put it on. They have to because it's being used underutilized.
The reason why I'm saying Drew and Dolph will win because I can't see them making Seth a double champion.
Yeah, you never know. Double L.
to me, this one's easy. Drew and Ziggler because they just got it for one. Two, to Christian's point, I don't see them making Rollins a double champion because rarely do you see that. I mean, we have seen it in the past. I know that. You don't see it that often. And so Ziggler and Drew retain. Absolutely.
All right. Minister, have you had time to think about the SmackDown women's title, Becky Lynch versus Charlotte Flair?
Yeah, actually, I was watching football, but now that you bring it up, I do have it right here in front of me. The whole thing about that was, you know, remember Becky was about to win the title from Carmella, and Charlotte came in and stole it for herself. I mean, yeah, it's a little bit unfair, but we have triple threat rules, so yeah, it was kind of fucked up, you know. But then Lynch snapped and beat down Flair, and so she's on a mission, and this will be her first chance to do it, and I think she's going to win. I think
Becky Lynch
will be the new champion.
Becky Lynch wins. I'm going to say Charlotte will win, and that Becky finally gets it at Evolution. I think that's they want it at the women's pay-per-view, so that's what I'm going to say. Charlotte, Christian from Philadelphia. Apparently all the heels win, so Becky Lynch?
Yes, but by DQ, I think.
Becky by
DQ.
I
see because of her attitude and the fact that she can't hold her own, I think she's going to do something stupid and is going to cause a DQ or something.
But if Becky does something stupid, that means Charlotte wins.
Yeah.
I don't know. I changed my mind. Becky wins the title. I think Charlotte's going to be a transitional champion. I don't think Charlotte's going to hold it that long. I think they're going to make Charlotte go to Raw and face Ronda.
All right. I think that Charlotte's probably going to win the Women's Royal Rumble and face Ronda Rousey at WrestleMania. Double L.
Yep, I'm got to go Becky Lynch on this one, not just because Lynch is my girl, but because if you keep the strap around Flair's waist, then we see another 4 weeks of the same old Becky Lynch, Charlotte Flair bullshit. You give the belt to Becky Lynch, it changes it up just a little bit. Now you got Charlotte Flair talking about, a rematch at Evolution. I think you're absolutely right about the Women's Royal Rumble, by the way. But I think you got to give it to Lynch, because if you don't give it to her, then she is going to fall down the line out of obscurity. They're not ready to do that with her, especially with this heel turn. So you got to keep the heel turn going, and you got to do it with the strap around the waist.
See, I agree with Christian. Becky will get disqualified, and that's why I think Charlotte wins. I think that it continues to go on, and or something like that. But okay. Alexa Bliss versus Ronda Rousey for the Raw Women's title. Minister of Sinister, what do you say?
Oh, man, I hate to say this, but I think Ronda Rousey wins.
Me too. How amazingly predictable. Christian from Philadelphia.
Nope. I think Alexa wins. I think she wins the title. They're not going to squash her again, just like SummerSlam.
Right.
Something's going to happen at Hell in a Cell, some shenanigans. Alexa's going to win back her title and then face Trish as the women's champion at Evolution.
Interesting. Double L.
Yeah, this is easy. This is easy. It's got to be Rousey. She just got the title, guys. She's not going to be a transitional champion, not with the hype of Ronda Rousey coming into WWE. And think about it. It was such a squash match. There was nothing to that match. You turn around and have Alexa Bliss win? Dude, that,
yeah, you're right.
No, that they can't do that. I mean, now we know WWE does stupid shit. We know that. But this would be like the ultimate stupid shit. That would be like The Rock being squashed, because Rousey's just that big right now. So it's got to be Rousey. It can't be Bliss.
It could happen, though. Okay. The WWE title match, Samoa Joe versus AJ Styles, Minister of Sinister.
Samoa Joe versus AJ Styles. Well, let me tell you something. What we have here. I'm not going to do it. I was in Samoa Joe mode there, but I'm not going to go through with it now.
Wendy!
This is a great freaking feud, man, and I guess I'm not ready to see it end yet. So what do? You have Samoa Joe win the match. But they were so adamant on having the title on AJ until the whole thing with the game comes out, wanting him to be his champion. You hear that shit a lot. At least I did. I read that a few times. So, you know, you take that into consideration. But it just makes too much sense to not go with Samoa Joe. You can still put the title on Samoa Joe or AJ Styles again the following night. Some type of bullshit. But AJ Styles. I gotta go with Samoa Joe, man. That's
does he win the title or does he just win the match?
Damn it. I'm gonna say Samoa Joe walks out with the title. Yes, he wins the title.
All right, Christian, who do you say?
I say AJ Styles beats Samoa Joe clean for the title. I say that because I think they've been booking AJ Styles as a brave and, you know, wife defending champion. So AJ Styles is going to retain.
That goes against your whole heel thing, by the way. All right. Double L.
This is a tough one because it has been a good feud. And, you know, with the way WWE is presenting AJ Styles right now, I mean, He's fighting for his family. He's fighting for pride. He's fighting for his wife and his daughter. You know, that's what they've been building all of this up to, and 9 times out of 10, who wins that match? The face does. 9 times out of 10 in WWE. But, man, they've been playing with Samoa Joe for so damn long now, it's almost time for him to win the title. So I'm going to go AJ Styles. Wins clean, wins the championship, wins his pride as a father and a husband. But it's going to culminate down in Melbourne next month, and that's when the title will change. But we'll get to that when that month comes. But that's my prediction, AJ Styles.
All right, fair enough. Next up, we got Randy Orton versus Jeff Hardy. Minister.
Randy Orton versus Jeff Hardy, man. This match can only end with Randy Orton winning.
Randy Orton wins. Fair enough. I'm guessing what? A Swanton into an RKO up the cage, or whisper in the wind up the top of the cage into an RKO? I mean,
definitely. We're definitely going to see a Swanton from up the top of the cage. Definitely. I hope it's onto a desk or a table or some type of crap like that. I really want to see some good stuff here. And I expect to see it. I mean, you know, Hardy's going to go out with a bang. He's at the twilight of his career, and he knows it. And he's going to give the fans a great freaking show. But I do expect Randy Orton to win this.
I think that Jeff Hardy's going to win. I don't know why, I just wrote that down. So there you go. Christian from Philadelphia, what do you got?
I see this picturing in my head right now. I see Jeff Hardy swanton on top of the cell, but Randy dodges, and Hardy gets the full front of the impact. The stretchers come out. They stretch Hardy out, but Randy doesn't let him. Pulls him back into the ring, RKOs Hardy, and Orton wins the match.
Randy Orton finally kills on a stretcher. All right. Finally ripped the ear off. Double L.
Hey, but the question is, does he put his hand down his fucking trunks first and grab his dick and shit before he does that?
Oh, shit.
Most likely. Double L.
He whispered sweet nothing.
Yeah. Oh, God. Now, you got to give this one to Randy Orton for a couple reasons. Like you said, Hardy's in the twilight of his career. He can go any direction after this. You know, he and his brother can hook back up again. He can, you know, there's just anything that he can do. Whereas with Orton, they've established very clearly this character. I'm going to destroy all of your idols and blah, 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 blah. You can't have him do that, and the first time he's going to, quote, unquote, destroy an idol, he loses. You completely delegitimize Orton's complete character
exactly.
If he loses this match. And if you look at it historically, anytime he's done this whole legend killer, blah, blah, he ends up winning the match. Granted, he'll lose the follow-up match, but he wins the match. Whenever he's done shit like this. So I would be really surprised if Hardy won, but I think it's going to be one.
I think Hardy's going to take time off after this match.
See, I think Hardy's the one that's going to take time off.
I am keeping my prediction, but I'm going to tentatively say it's subject to change by tomorrow's SmackDown, and I will let Minister know if this changes to see what happens tomorrow's SmackDown. But I'm still saying Jeff Hardy because he's been getting the raw end of the stick and a finger in his ear for so long that, you know, that's it. And if he's going out, what a way to go out. All right. Hell in a Cell for the Universal Champion with Mick Foley as the special guest referee, Minister of Sinister.
For this match, I think Braun Strowman is going to win this match. And I'm not going to change my prediction on Fatal 4-Way Radio. In fact, my predictions stand from this show. I'm not going to change that shit anymore. I'm going with that call, and here's why. They're finally going to give it to the Neckbeard, and it's going to be King Neckbeard's the whole night. Okay, it's going to be Braun Strowman winning the championship, and then his two goons are going to be champions, and they're going to be right. Dolph Ziggler's going to be right. When he came back, he said that he was going to do this, and there he is. He's doing it. And I've been saying, you know, we needed a top heel in Raw, and here he is. It's Dolph Ziggler with freaking his stable of guys. I would love it if they added some more power to it, but I think it's just going to keep them three guys. And, you know, frankly, that's enough.
How much shit is going to happen in that match? How many run-ins? How much, like, I don't know.
Oh, man. There's so much bullshit that could happen in that match. You know it, and I know it, and it probably will.
You think wrestlers on the cage to prevent it?
The one thing that sucks about this, man, is that I'm going to be watching the freaking Dallas Cowboys because they're my team, and I don't even know why. I still have an issue with that because what the fuck have they done for me lately? I'm about to be 50 years old, man. The last time these motherfuckers did anything for me, I was in my mid-20s.
All right. Fair enough. I'm going to say that Braun Strowman is going to win the title. That's a prediction. I think that both of the main titles are changing. Christian, what do you say?
Now, this might sound crazy, but it might come true. Hear me out. Braun Strowman does win, but Mick Foley heel turns and helps Braun Strowman wins. Because here's why I'm saying why. What if Mick Foley went to Connecticut and begged Stephanie to get his general manager job back? And somebody says, "Okay, you could get your job back, but on one condition: you be the special guest referee in the Hell in a Cell match, and you help Braun Strowman win the belt." That's where I'm seeing the storyline is going, because that's random. Why would Mick Foley randomly referee the Universal Championship? It makes
no
sense.
I'm gonna tell you why. Because he's gonna be there telling Braun Strowman. He's going to be telling him, no, Braun, I beg you, don't do it. Look at what happened to me. You know, don't put Roman through it. Don't put him through that. I'm begging you. And then he's going to freaking do it anyway. And Roman is going to go through the fucking table from the top and shit.
But I see Mick Foley doing that to get his job back and turning heel.
Turning heel. Double L, do you agree?
This is a really tough one, and it's tough for a couple of reasons. One, they spent so fucking long getting the belt around Roman Reigns' waist to just snatch it away a month later. I have a hard time believing that Vince would do that. But on the flip side of that, we got to keep in mind, guys, forget the stables. This is a Money in the Bank contract cash-in. So there's even more to it than just Braun Strowman versus Roman Reigns. This is a cash-in championship match. And has only, what, happened twice in the history of the Money in the Bank contract where whoever cashed in lost? So, this is a tough one. But at the same time, there's a lot more that you can do with it if Strowman does win. Because you got two stables now. You got your heel stable, you got your face stable. If the tag team title stay with McIntyre and Ziggler, boom, Strowman with the title makes perfect sense. Because then you got the Hounds of Justice are fighting, you know, from behind like they always have. And God damn it.
Double L, do you see my theory of Mick Foley, though?
I kind of can, but that's very un-Foley-ish. He doesn't do that kind of thing ever in his entire career in the WWE.
He did once as Mankind.
I can see what you're saying. It would definitely be interesting, but I don't think.
All right, double L. I don't think Rob.
I know you do. I don't think Raw is smart enough to do that, though, Christian. But anyway, I guess I'm gonna throw the belt on Strowman. I'm gonna say Braun Strowman.
Clean sweep for Strowman. Either we're all right or we're all wrong. Do you extra credit? A second extra credit. Do we get Kevin Owens versus Bobby Lashley at Hell in a Cell? Minister, yes or no?
Ah, shit. I don't see why not. Yeah, we do.
Yes, I say
yes,
no. Christian, what do you say?
I also say no because I think it's going to be a tag team match between Elias and Kevin Owens versus Bobby Lashley and John Cena at the Australian pay-per-view.
All right, and double L, extra credit, KO and Lashley. Do you see it happening at the pay-per-view?
I don't because there was no interaction between the two of them at all tonight. So I'm going to say no. All
right, that should have been easy, but Minister probably got it wrong. All right, so. So.
Sorry, it's a conspiracy, man. It's what it is. It's a conspiracy.
You are
Every time.
Where nobody's changing their predictions except maybe me on the Jeff Hardy thing, depending on what happens tomorrow. We all have our extra credits in line. Tune in next week, next Monday, to find out how we did. We will be here Sunday, though, for Hell in a Cell Fallout, and we'll talk about the whole night. And again, we will go over all our predictions on Monday, and you want to tune in for that because it's always fun to find out who wins the coveted whatever prize. All right, so I guess double L, you were the last one to call in, so why don't you close yourself out?
All right. So another fun night. I love these go-home shows. I love doing the predictions. They're always a blast. Minister, awesome to see you, man. Listen to his show on Thursday night. Christian, good to see you. Listen to his show with Batman on Saturday night right here on the World Generation Podcast. I am the Legends Champion. I am the only true lover boy in the IWC. I kick ass in the ring. I make all the ladies scream. This is a lover boy. I'm out.
Double L, lover boy. Christian from Philadelphia, close yourself out, please.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. See me at Saturday at Radio Renegades where we talk all about other wrestling shit. See Minister and Sinister on Thursday night at 6 p.m. Eastern Central where we talk about SmackDown and maybe a little bit about Raw, probably. And also, there's no way that the Shield is going to win all belts on Sunday. It makes no sense by the way that they've been booked. They're getting their ass kicked. So there's no fucking way that's going to happen. See you on Saturday and Thursday, guys. Bye. This is your Armageddon champion. See you later.
Christian. Okay, Minister. Close yourself out.
Yeah, right on. I want to thank the guys in the chat, Best Friends NXT and Mum Ra, and also Lex Luger, who was in there earlier. Thanks very much, guys, for joining us every week. Even though I was off a couple of weeks there in a row, but, you know, I'm back now. And even though my precious Cowboys, and I don't know why I keep saying that, they're still my team. We've got business to take care of on Sunday, and that is Hell in a Cell post-match or post-pay-per-view chatter that we're going to have here. So, yeah, definitely tune in for that. Because I will be, inebriated by then. tune into that and Fatal 4-Way Radio, and we will deliver the goods, and we'll see how we were on our predictions. But definitely. And also, tune into the other shows on the network, guys. Give them a chance. You might learn something in a few of those shows, man. If not, you can just get drunk with them and have a good time while you listen to them talk shit, because that's what I do. But anyway, guys, I'll see you guys later. Thanks for joining me. I'm Minister Sinister. I'm out. Your IWC Heavyweight Champion. Yes, thank you.
The IWC World Heavyweight Champion, Minister. All right. In the chat, Mumra says, I don't see Ronda losing either, and Brie Bella has always been a garbage wrestler. So there you go. Thank you guys for tuning in. We will talk to you on Fallout Sunday right after Hell in a Cell pay-per-view here on the World Generation Network. Tomorrow night, Santori is back. Find out how his comedy routine went. And then, of course, Minister Show on Thursday. Thank you very much on Friday. Christian and the Renegades there on Saturday. And another episode of the Greatest Talk Show, not on Sunday, because we have Hell in a Cell Fallout. Thank you guys for joining us. Thanks, everybody out of WrestleCore. Thanks, everybody who never calls anymore, like KVU, Neckbeard, Fuck, and Spirit Squad Nikki, who can't afford a Skype card, and Jamari, who is a prick. And aside from that, I am T-Rock Plutonium. Why? Because it's what makes time travel possible. If you smell what T-Rock is cooking, we'll see you guys Sunday on Hell in a Cell Fallout here on the World Generation Network. Be there.
A presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.
Number 5 is alive.